This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we found ourselves in another great position. End of the week, ready for a review of the top stories, the hot hits, if you will, in talk radio, courtesy of the staff at Talkers Magazine, which you can get to by going to talkers.com, and we can go find the list there. You can listen to Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see Michael Harrison in all his glory. He's the editor, the publisher, the big boss, the big kahuna, the man in the know and on the go. How's that?
In the know and on the go.
I remember that from the old days of moldy oldie radio. Yeah. In the know and on the go.
On the go,
guys.
Information with you.
Yes, all right. So let's share the top stories according to the research your folks have done and the people's names that we'll try to pronounce and then figure out what their relativity is. And,
yes.
Go from there. How about that?
Yeah, we'll figure out what the purpose of people such as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton
are. What are they doing here?
What are they doing? Here we go. Right. At number 10, we have NFL action, and we have Major League Baseball playoff push. It's an exciting time of year in sports. The Emmy Awards at 9. The Pitt-Jolie divorce is number 8. What, you have to have one of those at least every few
ladies
years.
Ladies first, it should be the Jolie-Pitt divorce, actually.
Maybe because they call, what do they call the two of them?
Brangelina.
Brangelina, yeah.
Right.
Wow. I didn't know what that was when I first saw it. I thought somebody died. I saw the New York Post, I saw the headline. It was crazy. But whatever, I keep up with the important news here. We have Obama's U.N. speech at 6. At 5, the Wells Fargo debacle. The CEO was grilled.
It's Mr. Stumpf.
Stumpf, which rhymes with Trump.
Uh-huh.
At number 4, we have the Syrian civil war. We have U.S.-Russia tensions all tied in at number 4. Number 3, we have the New York City, New Jersey, Minnesota terror attacks. Terrible. And we have at number 2, the black men killed and the Charlotte protests. Huge story. And at number 1, we have the presidential race.
You said terrible. And there's a play on terror, of course, I suppose, whether you intended that or not. This is becoming a very difficult thing, for me anyway, to talk about on the air because it is so much of the same. That stuff and the police and the protesting, we could say it's terrible. We can say all kinds of things about it, but it doesn't change anything. And I don't know whether one of the things that used to be the case with some of us who did this is that we were advocates for change. That was part of what we did on the air, was to talk about solutions for problems. And many times there are those who criticize some of us. I've certainly gotten the criticism. Not as a man, you know, a matter of everyday occurrence, but when I've said things that people thought were problematic, you're the troublemaker, you're the problem. And so, you know, you wonder sometimes what it is. People don't understand the real reason we're here isn't to discuss the issues, it's to get ratings so that we can sell stuff and make a living. That's really why.
Well, I'm not getting any ratings, and I haven't sold anything in a while, so I'm obviously failing. Oh, is that what we're here for? But then let's talk about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and the hell of it.
Who wants to talk? The only thing that's relative to me there is what in the world the FBI is doing engaged in an investigation of this. That is so far off base. Instead of investigating Daesh and the terrorists, they're going to send FBI agents to investigate what Brad Pitt did on the plane? How does that fit into the purview of the FBI? Somebody please tell me that.
Well, maybe he was doing something bad.
What? So what? The FBI is the investigative arm of that. Anybody, the FAA or the police on the ground on the plane lands, not the FBI. He was doing something bad. Apparently he was drunk and he was beating up his kids.
Well, you know.
Well, what's the FBI got to do with that?
I am not an expert on which government agency deals with what.
I'm
going to go stick my head in the sand here. I mean,
are you?
That's the only answer. I think that's what you're advocating. I mean, your head got an interesting alley here. Mm-hmm. You're tired of talking about terrorism, and you think that celebrity gossip is irrelevant. What's left?
Yeah. How about altruism?
Yeah, well, why don't we start a missionary and ask for money and preach?
You could be Brother Michael, and I'll be Father Doug.
Yeah, I like that.
Or you want to be Brother?
No,
you
want to
be Father Michael, and I'll be Brother Doug.
No. I'll take the brother role. No, I'm saying is, you know, you bring there's mass frustration in this country, because of what's going on in the news and the way in which it's being presented in the media and the disingenuous of everybody out there who's just here to sell commercials.
You know what? You just said something that's fabulous. And if you look at the stories, or maybe not just this week or any week, you could take any one of these stories and take them apart in the way you just described. And maybe that's something that we ought to do. Anyway, it comes to my mind that there...
Well, I don't know.
We've got so much craziness going on. You evaluate each one of these things for their craziness quotient, the CQ, and then, you know, we just take them for what they are. They're just crazy. We've gone crazy.
Or maybe we're more aware of how crazy we've gone because of the enhanced level of media feedback.
It could be.
I think the amplification of media in our lives, the invasion of our nervous systems by a tremendous flood of information, more than any individual has been faced with, per minute, has created maybe the perception that we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But problems, insanity, murder, mayhem, war, disingenuousness, scams, all of these things have always been part of the human condition and, the pitfalls of society. I don't see it as being new. I just see it as being louder. It's just loud.
It's a good point. All right, let's pause in the loudness for a moment. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, back with a list of people on the front burner, as we have now discussed. At least we've given you the overview of the stories. We get to some of them and other nuances. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week? That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we have 16 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an energetic overview, courtesy of the staff at Talkers, of the stories, top stories. We do this 52 weeks a year. Michael, available for calls, comments. If you have input you would like us to discuss, you can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. And Michael's going to say, what's a DJV? And then you can also email Doug at DougSteffen.com or Michael at Talkers.com. The list of people, starting with Colin Kaepernicki, whatever his name is.
Colin Kaepernicki?
Yeah.
Wow.
Copernicus, actually. I've been calling him Copernicus.
See, because you don't follow football. It's so funny how we get used to names. Well,
I could follow football and not know who this guy was because he doesn't play.
Well, he's made a bigger name for himself not playing.
Of course. Right?
Colin Kaepernick. He's actually a pretty good player. He's just run into some problems along the way. Yeah. The guy made it to a Super Bowl. I mean, you know, he's not.
$15 million a year for doing nothing. That's pretty good. I'd like to do that. How do I sign up for that gig?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd take that job.
Yeah, of course.
Colin Kaepernick is at number 10. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are at number 9. John Stumpf, the aforementioned John Stumpf.
How do you get to be the chairman of Wells Fargo with a name like that? Must be pretty good at his job. Or he used to be, anyway, until somebody...
Well, you know, he rides that stagecoach really hard, yes. you know Wells, number eight, remember the Wells Fargo wagon is calm and round the bend at number 8. Vladimir Putin at number 7. Bashar al-Assad at number 6. Ahmad Khan Rahmani at number 5. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Mohammed Rahami says that his son has had a change in personality. Went to Afghanistan or Pakistan in 2013, came back a changed person. My son has become bad. So the father's not sticking up for the son. Matter of fact, the father is adding fuel to the flames of what to do with this guy. And I find that interesting. Amazing how Americanized people become. This guy came out. You think he'd say that if he was still back home in Pakistan?
Well, what we're seeing there is a microcosm of the problems facing the Muslim world, the internal Muslim issues. You know, a lot of people in the United States just want to paint all Muslims with a broad brush. Mm-hmm. And that is as far from the truth. If you look at the numbers and you look at it, accurately, and there you have it, a father and a son. In one family, in one relationship, the pain and the schism that exists within the world of Islam.
Yeah, well, it's perplexing because we have certainly a lot of misunderstanding about religion, a lot of judgments that come from ignorance, and so you put everybody. It's like what we do. It's too easy, and the news media has helped make it that easy. All white people are the same. All black people are the same. All Republicans are the same. All Democrats are the same. All old people are the same. All young people are the same. All smart people are the same. All dumb people are the same. All rich people are the same. All poor people are the same. It's like, hello, no, that's not the way it is. But yet, we get into that sort of imperfect picture of what things are, and then we groove with it. You know what I mean, man? We're grooving. 21 past the hour.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Huffing and puffing away here on the radio. I'm tickling myself if nobody else. 23 and change after the, almost 24 after the hour. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with an overview of what the Talkers folks have put together. I wanted to go down a street with you here, but we were just talking off the air about what, you know, sort of makes a good radio program these days and how it has changed since we cut our teeth on this when it used to be. And some of the consultants around now still say, you got to focus on the callers. Most of the callers are not anywhere near as good as they used to be. And I say that lovingly, but they aren't. The good callers...
Most of the hosts aren't as good as they used to be.
Nobody's Michael Harrison who said that, folks. Yeah, no, you're right, they aren't, because they don't pay... The good hosts have gone to do something else because
for the folks listening, what Doug is talking about is when everybody's preoccupied about instantaneous feedback, it becomes a negative feedback loop, and you start playing to your core, and you start trying to please other people more than just show what you got and let the chips fall where they may.
You gotta be yourself, and that's it. Hello.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. But the people who haven't been around long haven't got that yet, and so therefore they're subject to the whims of whatever somebody posts on Twitter or Facebook. I mean, I'd be the first one to read a comment that somebody says that I think is pertinent, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio now, would be the first to tell you that I used to let it get under my skin.
Right.
But do I let it get under my skin now? Nah. Why would I let it get under my skin?
A little less.
Every once in a while, every once in a while, somebody pushes my button.
Of course.
Yep. But when you consider how many people are listening, this radio program, the Countdown, is heard on about 300 stations around the country every week. And we air it at different times, and people pick up different bits and pieces of it. But, you know, we have, whether we realize it or not, a fabulous impact. Or, scratch that, we have a fabulous opportunity to have an impact on what people are thinking. Some will listen because they're curious to know what we're thinking. Some will listen because they agree with us. Some will not listen because they don't agree with us, which is the antithesis of what early days in talk radio used to be. Would you agree with that?
To a certain extent, yeah, yeah, we're more aware of it. I think it always was that way,
yeah.
But
not the way it is now. If you don't say what I want, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Or worse, I want to get you off the air because you said this and I don't agree with that, and I'm calling the manager.
Well, that's one of the reasons I stay away from politics. Now I talk about politics, but I stay away from being partisan.
Michael is doing a new radio program from noon to three East Coast time. On a number of stations around the country, and that sort of brings him around. I said to him off the air, I remember him doing the program on WTIC in Hartford, where I almost got a job there once myself. I think it was around the same time you were doing some of the stuff you were doing there. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those fabulous radio stations, fabulous personalities, and you did a fabulous job. At a time when it was easier to do what we do now, because we weren't.
Well, it was special. It was special. What I did at Hartford at WTIC in 1991 and 1992 was I brought full-time telephone talk radio to Hartford. There was no full-time telephone talk radio there at that time. WTIC was a middle-of-the-road music station with a great news department. And what happened is a big news story broke with Governor Weicker there. He got elected and then went back on his promise not to bring up a income tax in Connecticut. And they didn't have anybody to handle the outrage of the Connecticut citizens. So they called me up down the road at Talkers, 20 miles away, 30 miles away, and said, can you come in and host one show?
Yeah.
Do you know anything going on in Connecticut? Of course I do. I'm right next door. I live in on the border.
All right, hold that thought. 28 past.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Top 10 stories, top 10 people, discussion of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Conversation radio is king, with us anyway. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc., etc. Before we get back to you doing talk, I wanted to, you're a big Patriots fan, big football fan. Matter of fact, I tease you a lot about it because I think it was last week or the week before you said something about how horrible a game it was, and I love to watch it.
Terrible game.
It is awful.
It's an evil game.
Evil.
And the NFL is a nasty
evil
organization.
Right. So there's two things that come from that. Number one, the third string quarterback for the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots are 3-0.
They got a different quarterback for every. Well, Brady hasn't even played in the regular season yet, right?
No. But their last four games have had three quarterbacks. Brady, and then Garoppolo, and who looked like he was going to be a phenomenon, and then he got injured, and now this new kid, and he's doing good.
I think the Garoppolo looks like he'd be number one in the ladies' pick, no matter whether he can play or not. It would appear. I hear from my co-hosts on the Monday through Friday program that he's the hot tamale. I don't know. I haven't looked at him. I'm not looking for guys these days, so I didn't go looking. So, but it is interesting how people. That's why women watch these games, because they want to see the men. They don't care about who wins. They just want to see these guys in their tight pants and their muscles.
I know. Doesn't it make you feel awful that women just see men as objects? And,
yes.
They're
sexual
so,
objects.
Oh, just it's I walk
it's an
down
outrage,
the street,
I tell you.
I walk down the street and people whistle. It's horrible.
I know it. It really is horrible. Okay. So let's talk for just a minute, as long as we're in this pew. The NFL has become, as the church, we have been talking about.
Oh, pew as in church, I got
yes,
this.
Yes, right.
I thought pew as in pew.
The NFL coming under scrutiny because they're allowing kneeling. These guys like Copernicus and the others who are doing the WNBA ladies did it the other night. So now the NBA says, you kneel, you don't get paid. And then you think about, well, they don't do any of this stuff in baseball. I wonder, as somebody picked up on this, you listen to some of the sports talk radio programs, somebody picked up on the fact that the NBA, well, most people are talking about the NBA saying no to kneeling, but then why is it so prevalent in the, or the desire there to do it in the NFL and not anywhere else? You don't see it in a baseball game.
I haven't got a clue. I don't know. I don't know why. I really don't know why, you know, it would happen in one sport and not another. I don't think there's any sociological reason why football players would be more prone to do something than baseball players. I think eventually it'll spread everywhere and then it'll fade.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now in the NBA, says yesterday issued an edict saying if you kneel, you get no pay.
Well, the NBA doesn't. The regular season of the NBA is not happening at the moment.
No, but I'm just saying, as a rule, it's in the book, the playbook for this year. You kneel, you don't get paid for that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. These sports events are a show. It's like a Broadway show or a movie. Yeah. I mean, these are presentations. This is intellectual property owned by these leagues, owned by these franchises. It's a show.
Don't you
it's
love
on
it,
television.
All
it's on radio.
Intellectual property. Good God.
Well, the point I'm making is they have the right to run the show however they want. When they sign a guy and they give him multi-millions of dollars to play in the game, those contracts basically say, we tell you what kind of uniform to wear, we have morals clauses, they have the right to do it. It's not a free
speech
thing.
Can we go one step further with that? Something that people don't talk about. I have been the crusader. I started this on the radio 5 years ago. This whole business about helmets and protective gear and what happens to men when they play football or boxing and other dangerous sports, what happens to their brains. That all started with me here, not on the countdown, but with me on my program. And then it's mushroomed into this big national debate. I'm not sticking out my chest saying, Doug Steffen, what a wonderful guy you are, but it's just something that I was intrigued by, and I picked up on it, and I didn't let go of it. In terms of the things that I've been critical of, players who aren't helped in the circumstance, I sort of take the professional football players out of that because they sign on the dotted line. They know what they're getting into, so I don't think they should be able to sue the the players are not to be able to sue the teams or the league because they know what they're getting in for when they play. You volunteer. Nobody says, hey, pal, I'm going to shoot you if you don't sign this contract for $15 million to play football. So they acknowledge by doing that they are in dangerous territory. That's a lot different than a college kid or a high school kid or somebody else getting hit and hurt playing the game, at least in my review. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I mean, what you're saying is totally logical. I mean, if people have the right to take risks. People have the right to take risky jobs. Yep. Should somebody be prohibited by law?
Don't sue me afterwards because you get hurt.
Yeah, but should somebody be prohibited from law by law for being a NASCAR driver or for...
No, I'm not saying that. No, I know you're not saying it.
I'm echoing what you're saying in a rhetorical way. I mean, how about circus performers? How about trapeze artists? How about guys that walk on tight ropes across, from one building to another?
Tight pants and tight ropes.
You know, the flying Walendas. I mean, what's with the tight pants today? Are you exploring?
When did I say that? No, I didn't say that.
You were talking about how much you enjoy watching football because the men are wearing tight pants.
I'm saying women. No, I didn't say I did.
Oh, women. I said women
like to watch those guys.
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. I know you.
All right, let's go back to your talk radio days. We're sort of bouncing around, but we do that.
I was way off on a long tangent. Basically, I came in, I did the show, and then I did the show again, then I did the show again, and then Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill broke, and they said, can you come back that night? And all of a sudden, I was doing a regular talk show in the middle of the day at WTIC, in the middle of my work day, and then the rest of the station went talk. And I stayed there for a couple of years, but I didn't have the time to do it because I was working talkers, so I stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't throw me out.
No.
I actually had, listen to this nonsense, I had higher ratings than Rush Limbaugh, who was on another station.
Not the exception anymore.
Do I sound like a typical radio guy?
I'm better than Rush Limbaugh
on the radio.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, I have two things that I want to, let me take a minute right now to talk about this presidential debate that Talkers is sponsoring in the District of Columbia. I believe it's next week, is it not? When is this thing?
It's on October 14th.
All right, so it's a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
And I was not invited because I'm not a political talker and I don't have any status in that community. But You have status.
You're not defined.
I'm not a political guy. So.
Right.
Tom Hartman, who's on the left side, Hugh Hewitt on the right, Joyce Kaufman, who's a well-known Florida talk host, Joe Madison, who's on Sirius XM, has a particular point of view, and that'll be prominent. Larry O'Connor, Chris DeGaulle, I know from Philadelphia. Larry O'Connor, I don't know. Who's
Larry O'Connor? Used to be with Breitbart. Now he's part of the morning co-hosting team at WMAL in Washington. He's really a nice guy.
Is he?
Yeah, very nice guy. Yeah. They're all nice guys.
Yeah, well, they don't have to be nice to do this. This is going to be a back and forth. So the presidential election debate, are we going to get the two presidential or the four presidential candidates to come, or is this just between these people?
Why would we want that? What happens is whenever you get a politician at a talk radio forum, they suddenly it becomes a press conference. I don't want them near the place.
So this becomes a conversation.
Haven't you seen that? It becomes a press conference.
Of course it does. All right, so this is going to be good. This is good radio, actually.
Yeah.
Having these people with their points of view representing either side. Maybe there'll be somebody that represents the independents. Is there somebody there?
That's me.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to be the moderator, but I'm going to represent the disenfranchised voter who, you know. And you know
that should be my role. If I were there, that's the role I'd take. Yeah, so that's good. That's a good role for you to play.
But sometimes you do leak. Sometimes you do leak your opinions.
I do.
They leak. Your opinions leak.
Yes, they do. They leak.
My opinions don't leak. I've been asked, who are you going to vote for, Trump or Hillary? Come on, Michael. And I say, one candidate is really, really quite horrible. And I say, but the other one is even worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, and that is mine as well. But I'll tell people I'm going to vote for a candidate that won't make any difference, but I'm going to feel good about it when I'm done. So don't tell me, your vote's going to take away from this guy or that guy. I voted for Ross Perot. Didn't feel bad about it at all. I voted for a bunch of libertarians. I haven't voted for a winner since George Bush won the first time in 1988, the last time I voted for somebody who won.
I feel bad about everything.
Do you good, Michael.
I feel bad when I vote or if I don't vote. I feel bad about the whole process.
No, you got to vote. You got to vote. You absolutely have to go. And try to figure out. You can vote maybe a couple of times. You don't have to show ID in Massachusetts. You can go vote three or four places. Nobody's going to know. Don't have to have ID. Right? I was thinking about doing that. I was thinking about going from polling place to polling place.
That would have about as much impact as buying three tickets for the Powerball as opposed to one, thinking you've increased your chances three times.
Uh-huh. That's right, because our system doesn't really work.
Exactly.
We're not voting for the president. We're voting for some position. So I might not even vote.
In Massachusetts, unless you...
Exactly.
The Democrat is going to win.
Right. Yeah. So what happened when Richard Nixon won in 1972, 49 states went for Nixon, one state didn't. I'll give you a guess as to the one state that didn't.
Yeah. So what does it matter? The Electoral College is really a head-scratcher. You know, it makes you want to scream. I mean, let's not forget, Al Gore had the popular vote.
He should have won. Yep.
More people voted for Gore than Bush.
Right, so the system's not good. All right, we have to pause for a moment. Michael Harrison... And Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits. Doug Steffen with the stories, maybe the stories behind the stories, top 10 items from the world of talk radio, the top 10 topics, if you will, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the week of September 19th to the 23rd. The sports talk radio world at number 10, all the discussion about kneeling or not to kneel or not to kneel. That is the question. The Emmy Awards and how they didn't do so well in the ratings. At number 9, the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Wow. We go all over that one. That's number 8. Number 7, refugee policy. Does it need to be expanded? No, is the answer. Number six, what went on at the UN this week? Number five, the CEO of Wells Fargo, Mr. Stumpf, getting grilled before Congress. The situation in the Middle East, number four. The terror attacks on American soil, number three. The police problems in various cities, number two. And the presidential race, number one this week, again, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Sky Bowl, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. To quickly review for you, as you're listening to the action and the conversation, who the people are that are in focus, according to the research at Talkers Magazine this week. Colin Kaepernick, I always try to play with that, but I think that's really how to pronounce his name.
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, him too. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in the number nine position. John Stumpf from Wells Fargo at number eight. Vladimir Putin, a bad guy from Russia, is in seven. Bashar al-Assad, bad guy from Syria, number six. Five, Ahmad Khan Rahami, bad guy from Pakistan in America. Bill Clinton, bad guy or not, number four. Barack Obama, he may be a bad guy too, number three. Hillary Clinton is in the number two position. And Donald Trump is number one this week on the list of important people being discussed, the discussables, we could call them, here on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, one of the other things Michael does is host a podcast called Up Close and Far Out. This week, legendary broadcaster Joan Hamburg, who has been on in New York City for a long, long time, has great experience. This ought to be a fun conversation, Mike.
Fun conversation, upcloseandfarout.com. She's a grand dame of radio, in her 80s, still on the air.
Yeah, in her 80s, still on the air. You're going to say that about me? I'll be the grandfather of when I'm on the air.
You already are.
What?
I'm not. Just kidding.
Yeah. Ooh. Slicing a little dice there.
I hope that I get to do it when you're 100.
Me too. What's the old expression? I hope the last voice I hear on the radio is it. I hope you live forever and are on the air forever, and the last voice I hear on the radio is yours.
Right. And then shut the lights out.
Not 99. We're about to do that here. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour on the review of the hot hits of talk radio. Now for the legal perspective, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. You ought to visit his website, scamaside.com. That's scamaside.com, so that you can alleviate the problem. Now, I got to start with that Yahoo thing. The 500 million. I mean, how in the world? The numbers don't make any sense. They're just, it's so big and crazy. And didn't I see something suggesting the guy wanted to sell the information for Bitcoin worth $1,800?
Well, Steele, that's one of the things is that these massive data breaches are so relatively simple for the hackers to do. What the business plan of hackers is, they have a part of the internet they call the dark web, which the criminals go to buy and sell software and stolen information. You go on Tor, and this way, you know, you can't be traced. But what happens is there's so much of it out there that the price is going down. I'll tell you, Doug, you'd love this. Interpol has said there's only about 150 criminal cyber geniuses in the world, and their business plan now is they create this malware, and then they have online websites where they sell this. And they give discounts for frequent flyers for people who are buying a lot of stuff. They provide tech support. They run a really great business there. So that's where this stuff is being sold.
Oh, my God. Check out scamaside.com for more on that. I don't want to give too many people ideas here, so let's keep moving. In terms of the stories on the talkers list this week and the legal ramifications of, for example, the lady who was a police officer getting arrested for shooting unarmed black man, my read on it is that she ought not to have. She wasn't trained well. She didn't know how to handle the situation. Listen to her voice on the 911 call or whatever, calling back in. She was scared and should never. People, police officers that are scared like that, I mean, the job scares her. Maybe it gives you an edge, but she was just frightened. No business.
She was charged with manslaughter. So, you know, there's no criminal intent, but it was a reckless action. And, you know, I tend to agree with you. I don't think this was in any way a racist shooting. Of course, you even go to the incident in Charlotte, which has turned into riots. It was a black officer shooting another black man. But, you know, going back to Tulsa, I agree with you. I do think there's got to be much better training and protocols put in place, because this was a tragedy that shouldn't have occurred. It wasn't an intentional thing. It wasn't a racial thing, but it definitely shouldn't have happened.
No, they teach these people how to take a breath and staff out the situation better. Okay, next item is the grilling of the CEO from Wells Fargo, Mr. Stumpf.
Well, I loved it. You know, my senator here, Elizabeth Warren, she elicits strong feelings from both sides, but she has been...
You and I are on the opposite sides on that one. I think it's a horror show, but that makes for good.
Oh, she now, when it comes to dealing with white collar crime, though, she is the toughest one there. She has been behind a lot of legislation. She came down hard on this guy, and the big thing is, forget about even Wells Fargo per se, but you get all of these massive white collar crimes, such as what brought down the economy in 2008, and nobody goes to jail. No high official ever gets held responsible.
Wow, look at that. And so you go back to the Wells Fargo. Just for a moment, 5,400 people got fired. How come somebody, I don't want them to go to jail, but I want them to be prosecuted and pay a fine or do something that's worthwhile. Instead, they just got fired. And that, I don't know that that was the essence of the conversation with this guy, Stumpf, but if it wasn't, it ought to be.
Well, you know, even forgetting him as the higher up, because maybe he didn't know, but the executive who was in charge of that region, who had to know, what they did with her at Wells Fargo is they merely transferred her. She's no longer with us.
Yeah, all right. See you later. Yeah. All right. Let's get a quickie on the Pitt Jolie divorce legalities of all of this stuff. Looks like he's roughing up the kids. Is she using that to posture to get custody? What's the story?
Well, you know, the one thing that really comes out at that is the fact that she did go for sole custody. You know, you always have to take all of these rumors with a great amount of salt. But the fact that she went for sole custody gives a little bit, more weight to these rumors that he has been possibly abusive to the kids. And that's gonna play out in the media as much as they try and keep some of this private and the investigations by the child agencies private. This is going to be a public thing, and that does appear at this point to be the crux of the matter.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.